You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A Mindbender Club member wrote to me. She says no name, obviously, and you'll understand why. She said, I heard what you guys were saying about people who say that cheating improved their marriage. I can say that I'm one of those people. I thought I was unhappy with my husband, and I had a stupid affair that lasted a month. That's all it took for me to realize how horrible other guys were compared to my husband. No, I never told him about it, but that was 6 years ago, and I haven't ever come close to cheating again. I learned my lesson. I'm lucky it didn't cost me my marriage. I've never been happier than I am today.
Well, that's the feel-good story of the morning right there.
Yeah, I know you'll scoff at that too, but it's interesting that sometimes we must do something really stupid to learn the whole, you know, grass isn't greener, you know, cliche.
Mm-hmm.
And for many people, it costs them their relationship.
Right.
And I guess, you know,
it's a risk you're gonna have to take. I mean, that's part of the risk, essentially. You know,
and people find out later. They're like, oh, my God, I had the greatest thing in the world, and I screwed it up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, why'd I do that? Because Randy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, during the trending report, we were talking about the comedian. Is he technically a comedian? I guess.
Oh, yeah. He's a big-time stand-up comedian and SNL alum. Yeah.
Pete Davidson. And I laughed and said that he's the reason I broke up with Kate Beckinsale. She was my, you know, my stand-aside. And I've lusted for her for years and years, not just because she's beautiful, but also because I think she's, I don't want to say brilliant. That word is thrown around a lot, but I mean, she's got a lot going on, man. And I love that she was a writer and, you know, she's just charming. You see her on interview shows. Well, anyway, all of that out the window.
Yeah.
Because Jeremy, I could not
get past Pete.
I could not.
Yeah.
Got a long history of beautiful women that he has dated. I was looking at Ariana Grande is in his past, Kate Beckinsale. Now, potentially, maybe, the rumors are saying who, Jeremy?
Kim Kardashian is next up to bat. And yeah, I mean, and there's more than just those two. Like, I'm going through an entire list. Cassie David, who is Larry David's daughter.
Yeah.
Stunning. He's been with her. Margaret Qualley. Not familiar with her, but also stunning. Pete and model Kia Gerber pictures from just a few months ago. A model. I mean, this dude is landing intelligent, successful, beautiful women. And our question is how? Because if you do a Google image search of Pete Davidson, not your typical guy that you'd expect, you know?
He does not have classical good looks.
Not a classical good-looking man. So what is this guy bringing to the table?
Please, before you get angry, just take a step back, take a deep breath, and have a little bit of fun with us this morning.
Right. Don't get all butt hurt. But, I mean, it's not like...
Yes, it's shallow. Yes, it's shallow.
It is shallow.
Guess what? Human beings are shallow. So,
but they don't match up is the thing. We always, you know, you've talked about a Jack for every Jill, but it's like you typically see people within, you know... A six with a six, an eight with an eight. He's with essentially a lot of nines, and dude is looking like a five. So what else is he bringing to the table to make this happen?
Four and a half.
Right? I mean, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So we just realized, and whether it's Pete or someone else, why is it that some people have that something that allows them to play out of their league?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
I've got to know what this guy has. And let's not default to the...
No, peepee ding ding comments. We don't know. Nobody knows what that is, you know. Unless there's an article somewhere.
500 people will send us Facebook messages about that. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. But it's got to be more than that. What
Jennifer is writing in on Facebook. She says he's not too bad looking, but humor is key.
Right.
Humor is gorgeous. That is what is making him gorgeous, is his
and
humor.
And, hey, I'm not going to discount that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, for years and years and years, you know, surveys have shown that women, if they're talking about, you know, a potential partner, male or female, that someone who makes them laugh is very important.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he must be really, really funny. Because he's not a Bradley Cooper or a Daniel Craig or, you know, fill in the blank with, you know, The Rock. He's not those guys. And now for him to be, you know, zipping over to Kim Kardashian as soon as she breaks up with Kanye is, it's just impressive, really. Yeah. It's impressive.
Okay, and I'm not going to lie here. There is quite a bit of jealousy going on here, too. Right, because sure. You and I, we try to take care of ourselves and stuff like that. But
yeah, well, it's not just that. A lot of guys, you know?
A lot of guys. I wonder how many guys look at that and go, wait, that's just not right.
He's scrawny. He smokes. He cusses like crazy. He's got tattoos everywhere. I don't get it, man. I try to wash myself, get a haircut, wear a nice button-up shirt. I get nothing.
Yeah, so why is it that some, and I suppose the same could be said for women talking about other women sometimes. Sure. Like, hey, I've got it all over her, and yet she's the one who's having much more success, you know, in the field of love than I am.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that these people have?
Bailey wrote in and said, the man is 6'4 and funny, humor and height, attractive things to women.
That's great.
6'4 and funny.
I didn't know he was 6'4.
I didn't either. He's pretty tall, isn't he?
Oh my, he's a, wow.
So that might be part of it.
We're talking about how some people just have that it factor that, you know, if you're going by the very shallow thing of looks, you're like, how do they get so many, like, tens?
Yeah, specifically Pete Davidson is who we're talking about. And you know what? It blurs over to Machine Gun Kelly right now, too. Who's with Megan Fox, and you look at that and you're like, what? What?
So we had a guy, apologies, we cannot get to all the calls. Yeah. We're going to try our best. So don't hang up, but if we don't get to all the calls, don't be upset with us. A guy named Lake wrote in to us. I like that name, Lake. He said, not to be full of myself, but I am one of those guys. I don't have much going in the looks department, but I can be funny, and most importantly, I'm a good listener. That has made all the difference on a first date when I could tell they were not blown away by my looks. I make them laugh, and I genuinely listen to what they're saying. It's magic.
Oh, wow.
That's Lake's.
He's good at the lean in with the ear. Tell me more.
That's his superpower.
Listening.
Here's Aaron on the phone. Aaron, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, girl.
So you understand what we're saying here. How do you explain this?
Yeah.
I don't know. He is just hot. I'm sorry. I don't know why. It's just maybe the height. I didn't realize he was that tall, and that is a good quality. I don't know why women like it. I'm sorry, guys listening, but they do.
Well, that's our Jeremy and I are both 6 feet tall. So
oh,
we're
we
fine.
Know. Yeah, we know.
Oh, okay.
So we're okay.
You know.
Yeah,
we're okay.
We're fine with that. But we're not 6 foot.
Let me ask you something. There's something I was thinking about here. Doesn't it make a person, and this can go either direction gender-wise, but doesn't it make a person hotter in your mind, Aaron, if they have a history of being with hot people? Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, okay, of course. Like him with Ariana Grande, immediately I was like, okay, why is she with him? And then seeing her with him, it's like, okay, there's something there. She stuck around. She almost married him. So there's got to be something.
Right.
There, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so psychologically, yeah, yeah. I think when you see somebody with a super hot person, it by default makes that person a little hotter.
And would you still think he's a super attractive if he was not famous? If you saw him, like, you know, hanging in a Starbucks, would you be like, oh, yeah.
Maybe not. Him on SNL helps. Like,
I know. It's like, you know, he's also a millionaire.
Yeah, what kind of car did he pull up?
Right. I mean, that is also going to help.
Aaron, you are delightful. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks, Aaron.
You guys, too. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate you. Here's John on the phone. Hello, John.
Hey, boys. How you doing? I had fun the other day.
Don't know what that means, but welcome.
We don't
Good
know
morning.
The reference, but that's fun. We're glad you had fun. So what's on your mind about all of this?
Oh, so, you know, I'm actually dating a 24-year-old, you know, so I was actually like, you know, so when I swept her off her feet, but mainly the main reason why she got involved a little bit more is because of the sexier part of me. You know, I was better in bed. So I was like, ooh.
So just, you know, an experience.
Some girls actually like that quality about of a man.
It's an experience. But,
Oh my God.
Hold on just a second.
He's
just calling to brag.
I come back. He calls in to a morning radio show to announce to the world that he's gifted in the bedroom.
And my girlfriend's,
are you kidding?
And my girlfriend's 24. I mean, I just thought I'd call and mention that. No big deal.
And we have his word to go on.
Yeah,
right?
We don't know, John. Put him back on. I want to know how old he is.
Oh my God,
could
that's hilarious.
Oh, he's still talking.
Oh, he's
hey,
still
how
talking.
Old are you, John?
I'm 36.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, we're running out of time. Thank you for the call. Thanks for being a good sport. Let us pick on you a little bit. You got to admit, that's pretty funny,
that's
though.
That's good.
Hey, I'm going to call this radio station, and I'm going to tell everybody how good I am.